Rebbe spoke about in Tovshin and Aleph, Peshas the Rebbe, by the Fabrengen spoke about the Gula, the Rebbe would always say that Mizal Zeichas and Al Yidin Zal Narangin and Kedesh HaKadoshim. Kam of a kam upon, the Rebbe's Lashon, the Rebbe used to mention this, but Bees in Kedesh HaKadoshim. So there was one time that the Rebbe addressed it, was haste, all Yidin go into the Kedesh HaKadoshim. I think it was in Parshas Achri Kedeshim, Tovshin and Aleph, and the Rebbe there mentioned that there's a story in Melochim Beis, where it says the story of Yehoshua that hid Yeyush in the Aliyah of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the famous pasuk where it calls the Kodesh HaKadoshim Cheder HaMittos, and he hid Yeyush in the Cheder HaMittos, in the Aliyah of Cheder HaMittos, for 6 months. And 6 months he was there, says the Rebbe. What was he doing there? He survived. He had to eat, he had to drink, he had to sleep. So you see that there is such an Indian that you're able to put a person, a Yisrael, there in Aliyah of Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we just saw here in the Rambam that the Aliyah of the Kodesh HaKadoshim has the Kedush of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And according to the Marsha, the Aliyah of the Kodesh HaKadoshim has more Kedushin than the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. So that's the Befeirush HaMakor in a Pasuk in Melachim, where you see this Inyan, not some to enter and go out, but to be there for 6 months and to eat and to drink and to sleep there, to live there. Unbelievable. So the Rebbe says, this Inyan will be in the sky of Lasad Lavi for the entire Klal Yisrael. Lasad Lavi, the entire Klal Yisrael will be able to enter in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Zayin take it from Yad Mamash.